We're all in the basement. Jacob woke Kimmy and Maribel up. And they said,
"What happened? What happened?"
And we told them everything. And they said, "That can't happen." And you heard yelling and screaming, and "I'm going to get you" at the door. And Maribel said, "Never mind." So then Jalen said, "What are we going to do, man? This is boring and whack." Maribel found out an idea. She had an idea that was super whack. She sent Chris out to chase the monsters away while they get some time to do something. I'm being chased by Puppet Master, Candyman, and Bloody Mary as I run through the woods struggling to survive. But while Chris was on the run away from the monsters, he found a bull. So he decided to name it a Rainbow Bull because it looked weird. I was running through the woods and tripped and fell on a log and sprained my ankle. But then they jumped and creep over me. And when I realized they weren't real, because they were created by the Rainbow Bull. But then Chris realized that it can shapeshift. He ran back to the house as fast as possible to tell everybody that there was something going on.
And Chris realized they're made of the Rainbow Bull, and its tail is the clouds. And Jacob saw the Rainbow Bull, and he just made this thing called Majason. It's Michael Myers and Jason combined. And Jacob just kicked Majason, and he was like, and then Jacob was like, "Rainbow Bull, he made all the creations." And then Jacob heard Chris screaming, "Ow!" And Jacob ran to the woods, asked Chris, "Is he okay?" Chris said,
"Never mind! My leg hurts! I tripped over a log and sprained my ankle!"
And then Jacob just picked Chris up like Jacob's in the military, carried him all the way back to the house. The Rainbow Bull was banging on the stove and door. And behind the Rainbow Bull, there was another door on the other side. And I had to sneak past the Rainbow Bull. So I opened up the door very, very quietly. First, I had some oil in my back pocket, squirted it on the door just in case it was all squeaky. Opened it up and ran right downstairs. I'm still carrying Chris. And everybody was there, and Jacob had no service. Everybody had a phone, but they had zero service, not one itty-bitty bar. And Jacob's phone needed charge, so next thing you know, Jacob had his charger in his backpack, which was all the way upstairs in the bathroom, in the medicine cabinet, which was huge. Then Jacob hurried up, ran upstairs, and he opened up the thing, pulled out his charger. Everybody was like, "Where did you get your charger from?" Jacob said, "My charger was invisible."
They called 911 in the ambulance. When the ambulance came, Jacob used a secret door and led the police and the ambulance down to the basement. They went down to get Chris and put him in a gurney and put him in the ambulance. And then we told the police about how everything came to life. They did not believe us. So they took us to the police station and asked us all the questions about who fainted and who got hurt and how.
Then back at the house, some of the policemen were still there. They tried to find Rambo, but he was too fast for them. So they were chasing after him with their police cars, and he ran into the woods. But they didn't want to go in the woods because they thought it was too scary. Back at the police station, Kimberly, Michaela, Jacob, Maribel, and Jalen were talking to a policeman, telling him how everything started out. But there were at least three monsters still living. And although the monsters weren't real, they were still alive. They were running around, chasing people, scaring them, and making them pass out. Chris was still in the hospital. They fixed up his leg, and he was on crutches for a little while.
Chris was back in the hospital still. A day later, Chris said, "Forget this." He ran out the hospital. Doctor said, "No, you ain't ready yet." Chris grabbed the sword from out of his mouth, because he could grab stuff out of his mouth like that.
and then Chris ran out, but the Rambo Bull was out in front of the hospital waiting for Chris. He ripped off both of his legs, ripped off both of his arms, he ripped off his head. Chris is dead, and Chris can never come back. He's in on the world.
And we found out that Christopher was dead, and I was crying like crazy all over the place. And then Jacob was saying, "Who cares about Christopher?" And I said, "I do!" And then I realized that I had a special thing in me, superpowers. And I said, "I'm going to the hospital." I realized I had flying powers, that I flew away. And I went up to the hospital. And then I used my healing powers to heal him. And then he went back alive. And then I said, "Yay, he's back."
But Kimberly and Jalen and Michaela and Jacob were brave enough to go try to fight it off. So they ran back to the house. They got some swords and stuff. And they ran into the woods to try to kill the Rambo.
To be continued. Continued.
Everyone is in the woods except for Nia Daylin. She left a long time ago. She's tired of it. But the rest of them stayed in the woods trying to fight off this ugly ram wolf bag something. And Michaela, the one who thought she had so much powers, all of a sudden she had fell on the floor. And she was having, I don't know, a vision. She was crazy. Something was wrong with her. And they had to save her. And they had to save themselves at the same time. And they didn't know how to do it. So they were trying to fight him off. And Maribel, she ran out of nowhere and she said, "Forget this, I'm leaving." But she really had a plan to go and tell someone to help them. So her next door neighbor, Joe Billy Bob, he came over and he said,
"I got this."
He started helping him. Michaela was fine, but she had to go home and lay down for a while. The Rambo Bull ate Jacob. Everyone was sad, but
everybody takes me to the hospital, and someone's carrying my body, and then the doctor sews my head back on my body, and I'm like, "What just happened?" And I run back to the house, grab my machete, slice to meet you, monster, shing, slice the stinking Rambo wolf thingamabobby.
They had sliced the Rambo's head off.
And then I just go to the house, and then I said, "Yeet yar." And then I told the girls go home because there's going to be a wrestling match for all the boys. And I won every match, including the championship.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.